Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is April 15th and I haven't recorded for a few days since Thursday, actually, because me and the family drove to Dothan, Alabama, about 3.5 hours away from Mobile, because my buddy, my pastor friend, Anthony, who we almost planted, church planted at the same time, he's, I think, maybe, 6 to 8 months ahead of us, but he is in Peru teaching a class on Daniel to some Bible students, Bible college students, for a couple weeks, which is amazing. Awesome opportunity. So he asked me to come to Dothan and teach. So they got me, they got our family a hotel for a couple nights. And so it's been nice fellowshipping with people at Calvary Dothan and worshiped with them yesterday on Sunday. Taught 2 services, 9 and 11, and it's been on my heart to do Exodus 14 for a while. So we talked about deliverance, and it's just an awesome gathering together with them. Hung out with Anthony's, our family hung out with Anthony's wife and their kids, and we had a picnic when we came in on Saturday, and Sunday night we had dinner over at her place, and some of their congregation, a few people came over, which is awesome. It's just a refreshing time, blessing. It's always good to get out of the monotony of life here and there, right? I think that's important because everything kind of just becomes repetitive, monotonous, same old, and so like to step out of the norm and then to come back, it's really refreshing. It's so, I think it's so incredibly imperative. And in that way, you know, I think that as we're walking through life with our families and following the Lord and gathering together with like-minded Christ followers, which is essential, it's important at the same time to pray and have that one-on-one time with the Lord, just you and Him. Is so incredibly important. But I'm not talking about like isolation, because some people are like just me and the Lord, no one else ever. That's not healthy. Like we need one another. We need accountability. If you don't have someone to be accountable with, then you're going to not have a godly outside perspective to help you when things get difficult, or to help you when your mind is not right, or to help you get through trials. Like we are in this together. At the same time, we're also fostering our relationship with the Lord one-on-one. And Jesus, you know, was the example of this. I love reading the Gospels and seeing the actions and the words of Jesus. So let me read the scripture from Matthew. It says, and after Jesus dismissed the crowds, or after he fed thousands of people, did that miraculous thing, 12 baskets were left over. After he fed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. Now, we know the disciples were already exhausted before the feeding of the 5,000 plus people, right? It was 5,000 men plus women and children, so it ended up being probably 3 times as many as people as that. But they were already tired, and yet Jesus saw their need, and through his love, his patience, and his kindness, 3 character traits of the fruit of the Spirit, right, we see him provide for the people even in their exhaustion. And afterwards, that's the time where he's like, okay, I'm going away. I'm going away to pray. And he was there alone. Alone with his God, alone with his Father, alone seeking God. And I think that's so incredibly important for us, you guys, to get those alone times with the Lord. Now, again, it might not be 3 hours. It probably won't. It probably won't be an hour. It might not even be half an hour. It might be 5 minutes. You might have that much time. But I would say instead of being like, oh, I only have 5 minutes, I'm just not going to pray. Instead of that, I would say, oh, I have 5 minutes, I'm definitely going to pray. You know what I'm saying? Because even if we pray for 30 seconds, even if we pray for 5 seconds, like Peter's Lord save me prayer, as he was walking on the water, it started to sink. It's still... it's never a bad thing, to seek the Lord, no matter how much time you have, or no matter how little time you have. because that time with the Lord is essential in our own walks with the Lord. You know, whether things are good, Lord, thank you. I praise you. I'm so blessed right now. Thank you for providing. Thank you for giving me the strength to parent. Thank you for giving me the wisdom to know what decisions to make at work. Thank you for, you know, on and on and on. You're on the mountaintop. You pray. You thank God. Excuse me. And then if you're going through it, right, if you're in the valley, if you feel like you're walking through the desert, Lord, help me. Lord, it's dry. I'm thirsty. Lord, you know, I'm hungering and thirsting for things of you, like, fill me up. And either way, just getting that one-on-one time with the Lord fosters our relationship with him, and it helps us to know what that communication with our God looks like. Because, you know, I say this, I feel like I say this a lot, but it's not a monologue. Like in high school, I had to do a monologue. I thought I was going to get into acting. I did extra work and all that and in Hollywood for some movies and commercials and stuff, and it definitely wasn't for me, but I went down that avenue, that road to see, but I quickly learned, no, I'm not going to do this. But in college, I had to do a monologue, and it was bad. It was so bad. I tried to memorize it. I was supposed to be this, Hispanic dude, and I tried to do an accent, and it was so bad. Like, if you think about it, I don't get embarrassed that much because, again, I don't care that much to be embarrassed. But, man, this was a time when I was in front of the class and I was so embarrassed doing this monologue. So it was so bad. After that, I never went back to the class. I quit. But, you know, seeking the Lord, that one-on-one time with him, it's not just a monologue. Lord, here's my list of things I need prayer, you know, and you do to help me with. And here's my heart, here's what I'm complaining about, here you go, thanks, talk to you later. No, it's like, yeah, being real and raw and honest before God, of course, but then being still, quiet, and listening for his voice. And even throughout the day, some hear a still small voice. I have a few times in my Christian walk, but oftentimes God leads me through the word and answers my prayer as I'm seeking him through the scripture. Other times, situationally, we say, you know, Paul said this, Paul the Apostle, but we say open and closed doors. Situationally, God often answers our prayers or shows us the way or leads us. But either way, we need to be so, like, I think the more in tune we are with the Lord, you know, the more clarity will come to our lives, like what he wants to say to us. It's a crazy thing, you guys, because I read the word every day, of course, like we all do, right? But then I also read other books, you know, and that are super good and biblical. And every time I read one of those books, it's insane because I read it and it speaks right to the life situation I'm going through right now. It's like, are you kidding me? Every time. Like, and I don't pick these books based on what I'm going through. I have a stack of books at home all the time to read. I just pick one that's like, oh, I'll try this one. And every time God uses it to speak into my life situation, because those books are obviously Bible-based and they're scriptural and they just expound upon the scriptures. And it's like, this is exactly what I needed to hear. And that's what God does. He leads us through his word. He leads us situationally. He leads us by his still small voice. He leads us by using others in our lives. He leads us in so many ways. But we're not going to know which way we're going or what he's doing in our lives unless we seek him on the mountain alone. Now, you may not have any mountains. Mobile does not really have any mountains, right? I'm not going to go up to a mountain to pray, but, you know, I'll go in the church office to pray. Oh, be driving and I'll pray. It'll be early in the morning and no one's awake and I'll pray. That's my mountaintop, if you will. So find your mountaintop and seek the Lord and make it a regular occurrence that you go to be with the Lord, because he'll speak. He'll strengthen you. He'll get your heart aligned with his. And that's the most beautiful thing, isn't it? Well, hey guys, God bless you. I'll talk to you in the morning, right? We're going to continue on through season 45, talking about the life, the actions, and the words of Jesus. So you guys take care. God bless. Praying for you. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.